Republicans complain endlessly about the nanny state. Do anything for the people? That's the nanny state. Can't we do anything for ourselves? What happened to self-reliance? Actually, self-reliance doesn't work by itself. We call it self-reliance when young people put themselves through college, but jobs have to be available and pay enough for young people to put themselves through. The college has to be there, affordable, with the support needed to provide great educations. I remember hearing Marty Silverman, one of Albany Law's major benefactors, describe putting himself through law school on the profits of a small gas station. That says a great deal about the relative cost of a law school education. I started law school in 1962 with a full $1,600 scholarship. In today's dollars, it would have been about $14,000. Try that now. My father, by the way, was a high school teacher. Mother had just died. Based on his appreciation of knowledge workers, Peter Drucker, a leading business mind of the century, saw that our leading industries are where our best and brightest graduates had gone 20 years earlier. Those graduates created the strength of the industries they entered. The U.S. built the world's envy of an education system. Everyone wants to study here, though ironically, we're now letting it atrophy. But power and economic success followed creation of our education system. When Kermit Hall was president of the University at Albany, he addressed a breakfast crowd at downtown at Whiteman, Osterman, and Hanna. There were two messages he wanted to get across. One was that he'd been to China and studied their university system. He wanted us to know that they were building great new universities with prodigious speed and scale. The other was that corporations that are based on technology, intellectual property, or other special skills locate where they can get the best and brightest to work for them. That has nothing to do with a nanny state. It's about making excellent investments in workforce development. The same is true of the success of the rest of the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and the Asian tigers, Hong Kong, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan. The newer so-called MINT countries, Mexico, Indonesia, Nigeria, and Turkey, are trying the same strategy, though international politics and civil wars hold some of them back. By contrast, Republicans continue to feed us outmoded thinking, outmoded economics, outmoded ideas about how to strengthen our communities, our industries, our education, and our people. They deserve an F. Deriding the nanny state for investing in its people isn't even efficient in the short run, forcing business to compete for staff on the world market and outsource their work to places where it can be done by the world's best and brightest. That, by the way, used to be us. And it could be again, but it's not magic. It's based on investments in people, not handouts to corporations. Give people what they need to succeed, and the values we inculcate in them will have a chance to shine. Deny them the basics and whistle our future into the wind.